Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Set Free Live, brought to you by Set Free Outreach Ministries. It is our prayer that the word of the Lord will be a blessing to you. We pray that as you listen, the Holy Spirit will enlighten, encourage, and inspire you in your walk with the Lord. Let's go now into the word of the Lord. Be blessed.
We're longing for your hand to guide us to a place where you can cleanse us with your rain. Baptize us once again. We thirst for you.
God bless you, beloved. Welcome to Set Free Lives. I am Apostle Deborah Vales Taylor, and beloved, it is a blessing and an honor to be with you once again today. We do thank and praise God for his loving kindness and his tender mercy. We appreciate the Lord and all that he is doing for his people in this time. Praise God. As we go to prayer this morning, we want to pray for the victims, those lives, the families of the ones that were lost in the tragedy that occurred in Aurora, Colorado, where a gunman went into a movie theater and shot several people. 12 lives were lost, if I make no mistake, and about 59 people have been injured. And this is a tragic event, and we want to pray for the families. My heart is grieved this morning over all the things that are going on. There's so much, of course, going on across the nation. We really want to pray for those families. We want to pray for the family of the one that did the shooting, because they need prayer as well. I'm sure their hearts are torn this morning of confusion and any questions that may not be answered. And beloved, this is an hour where it is my prayer that leaders across the state will come together and pray for our state. We need prayer. We need to intercede and call on the name of the Lord in this hour. So I'm encouraging those of you that are listening to really begin to seek the face of God, not only for Colorado, but for America, for our nation, that the spirit of revival would begin to burn in our hearts, that we would begin to turn our faces toward the wall and seek God as we've never sought him before. Beloved, this is a time where we as believers, brothers and sisters in the Lord, should put down our differences, divisions, all the things that have come to keep us divided, and come together as a body to pray, to get the mind of God, to see our nation change and turn toward God. The Bible says that righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. It is time that we pray. It is time that we as leaders again come together. There are many pastors even across the city and the region, the state, that are so divided. It's time to put down the divisions and just simply come together and pray. The Bible says one can put 1,000 to flight, 2 10,000. Beloved, there are more than two pastors and leaders and ministries across this state. And as we begin to seek the face of God as a unit, as a body of believers, simply because we're saved and we're born again and we're spirit-filled, God will move. And the scripture that the Lord laid on my heart, so I was just meditating on the Lord, very familiar scripture, 2 Chronicles 7 and 14. And I want to read that just before we go to prayer this morning. 2 Chronicles 7 and 14. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. Then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. We definitely need God to hear our prayer, to heal our land, but we must be willing to repent. Repent of all sin. It begins with me. It begins with everyone listening to this broadcast this morning. That we repent. Praise God. And we ask God to forgive us. We ask God to cleanse us. We ask God to heal. We ask God to save. We ask God to deliver. It is my prayer that a mighty move of God will take place in the lives of God's people. That even through the tragedy that happened, that men, women, boys, and girls will come to a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. That they will realize that God loves and He does care and that He saves, that He is a righteous God. We may not understand everything that happens to us. We may not understand why so many times our path takes the way it does, or we go the way we go. But one thing we do know, God is a sovereign God. God is a righteous God. He is just and He's pure. He is holy. He knows all things and He sees all things. So as we go to prayer, let us be mindful of those that are hurting today, those that have suffered great loss, those that have many questions that are unanswered. Only God can give us the answers that we need. But one thing is sure, beloved, God will give you peace in the midst of the storm. If you're facing tragedy today, if you've lost a loved one, or you're ill, or someone in your family is facing an illness that could threaten their life, know that God loves, know that He hears, and know that He is the one that can help you. He's the one that can walk you through. Praise the Lord. The Bible says that many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers out of them all. It's my prayer. It is my prayer, praise the Lord, that God will bring deliverance. Deliverance in our homes, on our jobs, in our ministries. Praise the Lord that the things that have hindered the body of Christ from moving forward, that we would recognize that it's the enemy that comes to kill, steal, and destroy. But Jesus is the one that gives life, and that more abundantly. And we're greater together than we are apart. Praise the Lord. When the body of Christ and the church as a whole can see that when we join forces as one unit just for the sake of Jesus Christ and advancing the kingdom of God as they did in the book of Acts, the Bible says that they had all things common. Praise the Lord. They came together. They knew that they had to do the will of God. And God blessed and God moved in a mighty way. And beloved, God is wanting to do the same thing in this hour. So we just wanted to take a little bit of time to encourage you this morning to pray. Pray for those that are hurting. Pray for those that don't have the answers. We know the one that has the answers, and His name is Jesus. Praise the Lord. He is sitting on the right hand of His Father right now. Beloved, He's been interceding for you for over 2,000 years. That's a long time to stand in the gap and make up a hedge. But Jesus intercedes for us. He prays for us. Praise the Lord. He is our Savior. He's our Lord. God is our Father. The Holy Spirit is our helper. He's our comforter. He walks along beside us. We need Him in our lives. And we need Him to take the head and lead. Praise the Lord. So as we submit to the Spirit of God, as we submit to the Holy Ghost, and we allow him to take precedent in our lives. He will lead us. He will guide us into all truth. Beloved, realize this, that he does nothing except he hears from the Father. He only does what his Father says. So we thank God for who we are in God and what we have in him. Praise God. So as we go to prayer today, remember those that are hurting. Father, we thank you for this opportunity. We thank you for prayer today. We thank you, God, that you've allowed us to come via internet radio and pray. So as this prayer goes out, Father, we are trusting and believing you to do the work that only you can do. Father, there are many lives hurting today, many that have suffered loss. And Father, we pray for those families that are bereaved today. We pray for those that have lost their dear loved ones through this tragedy that occurred in Aurora. And Father, we pray for the victims that are hurt, that are in the hospital. Some, Father, maybe some may be struggling for their lives. We ask, God, that you would step into that hospital, those hospitals, wherever they are, and you begin to minister. Father, we thank you that even though this is a tragedy, we thank you because we know that you're listening. We know that you hear us when we pray. And Father God, we ask for mercy. We ask for your grace. We ask, God, that you would step in on the scene, minister to those that have all the questions about why. Why did this happen? Father, we know you know why. We know that the enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy. But Jesus, you come to give us life, and that more abundantly. We pray for the family of this one that did the shooting. We pray for that family today. We lift them up before you. We ask, God, that you would wrap your arms around them as well. Minister to them. And we pray for this one that did the shooting. We pray, God, that you would get a hold of his mind and heart. And Father, that you would minister to him. All that was going on the inside of him, God, you know about it. But Father, we're asking for that you would save him, that you would deliver him. Father, you'd send someone that can speak a word in season to him. Father God, you just touch now. We need you to blanket this region and blanket this state. And Father God, touch us as leaders, the many pastors and ministries that are represented in this state. And Father, that your men and women began to realize that we must pray. We must humble ourselves. We must seek your face. And we must turn from wickedness and sin. Father, if there's sin in our lives, we repent. We ask that you would heal us, that you would forgive, that you would cleanse, that you would bring deliverance in every area of our lives. Father God, where there has been discord and division, confusion and word curses going through the atmosphere, bitter words going through the atmosphere, angry words and words to tear down people's character that has gone through the atmosphere to pull down and to hinder and to stop the flow and the move of God. Father, I pray that you would get a hold of our lives, that we would recognize that we must love one another. We must come together in the spirit, in the spirit of unity, just for the sake of advancing the kingdom of God. And Father, we thank you today for your word, because, God, you watch over your word to perform it. And Father, we need your mercy. We need your grace. And Father, all those that have lost, over the last month, there's been a lot of tragedy. Father, even from the fires and people that are displaced today, they don't have a home. They've lost everything that they have. But God, you're still God. And Father, we pray, God, that even in the midst of that, Lord, that you would draw men, women, boys, and girls to the feet, to your feet, to the foot of the cross, that they will come to know that you love them, that you care. Hallelujah. And you'll take a bad situation and turn it around for your good. We thank you. We praise you, Father. We thank you for what you're doing, oh God. We love you today and we appreciate you, Father, for who you are. Hallelujah, Lord. You touch your leaders today. Father, you said in your word that blessed are the feet of those that carry the gospel, the good news. So we stand in the gap against every scandal, misrepresentation, and shortcoming, every blemish and reproach that has come upon the church because of fallen leaders. Traditionally, historically, and biblically, it has always been noted, O God, that men and women of God have fallen. But God, we thank you, for you are long-suffering and you're merciful. You forgive 70 times 7. So, Father, we specifically stand in the gap for leaders who take your mercy for granted and continue to cause blood to be on your mercy seat and on the altar. We pray for leaders who continue to operate in sin despite your warnings of love to them. Father, we pray for spiritual leaders today in our nation and around the world. Father God, give leaders who tear down the high places of America. Let them not show the enemy the secrets of their treasures. Father, because you have revealed things to some of your leaders, Father God, and you don't want them to share. So, Father, help them to have wisdom. Help them to have discernment, to know what to say. Father God, to know what not to say in the name of Jesus. Father, give us leaders after your own heart. We thank you for leaders who will walk in godly sorrow when they sin. We thank you, God, for leaders who will rebuild your tabernacle, worship and praise, and bring the ark back into the house of the Lord. We need the presence of God, Lord, in our midst. Oh, Father God, so every ministry that's blanketed around the nation, Father, let your will be done. Let your will be done. Not our will, God, but yours. Oh, Father God, that we would bow down before you in worship and praise. Hallelujah, crying out to you, Father, for your anointing, for you to move, for your Shekinah glory to blanket, Father God, these tabernacles and churches and ministries around the nation. Father, we thank you for leaders with wisdom. Give us eldership that will prosper and understand the true essence of life. God, deliver the leaders whom you have anointed and given great wisdom and authority. But yet, God, they've turned to idolatry and perversion. So, Father God, we're asking that you'd open up their eyes. Father God, those that decide or have decided to use the ministry as such a business for filthy lucre to heap up upon themselves. Father God, open up their eyes and let them see. And Father God, that is not what you've called us to do. Father, help us not to use your people in a way that would bring them harm. We're not called to use. We're called to lead. We're called to be good examples. And Father, help us to follow you and help us to be led by your Spirit in everything that we do, God. We praise you, Jesus, that you're the head. And help us to keep you first in our lives. Father, give us leaders who will not compromise. Send leaders who will trouble, oh my God, Israel, and stand on the Mount Carmels of today to declare your unadulterated truth. God, anoint these leaders to endure and give us prophets who will not call down fire from heaven and then run from persecution and hide out in caves. But Father God, as your word is declared and decreed, help your many men prophets and women prophetesses to stand firm in the word of God, in truth, in righteousness, and justice, O God, according to your word. Father God, help us to set our faces as flint to do your will and only your will. Father God, help us to heed your voice in this hour. My God, help us not to compromise your word or take down because we don't want to lose. But Father God, help us to recognize that if we do not stand for the truth, we'll fall for anything that comes our way. So
So, Father God, help us not to be ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation. Oh, God, we thank you now that you're building stamina in your people, boldness, a holy boldness to speak and declare the word in love, and boldness and firmness in the name of Jesus. Give us leaders who will carry the anointing with a double portion. Hallelujah. Send leaders who know how to serve God. We thank you for leaders who will carry the ministry of signs, wonders, and miracles. Father God, because you declare in your word that signs and wonders would follow the believer. We are believers today, and we're trusting you to do the work as we do our part of the covenant. Father, you do yours. Oh, my God, there are many that are sick. There are many that need miracles today. So let faith arise in our hearts, God, as we press forward to the mark of the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. We thank you, God, for leaders who are focused to point whereby they can carry out their marketplace assignments and will destroy the enemy while doing it. Help and protect your leaders, God, from the eglons of today. Raise up left-handed men and women who are not stuck in the paradigms of how things have always been. Give us leaders who will expose false prosperity and cause the dirt to come out of the church in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God, for the spirit of Deborah in the land. We command the women of position and authority to be released in their destinies. May they rule, judge, and conquer wars for the kingdom in Jesus' name. Lord, we thank you for the women who will fulfill the call of God on their lives without ever leaving their homes. We thank you, God, for single mothers and housewives who will be gatekeepers for the kingdom. The enemies that dip through or slip through the armies of the Lord will be destroyed in our homes. The Sierras of today will be destroyed by the anointing of the women with tent pegs and hammers in their hands. Oh, God, we thank you, God, that you're raising up Jehus in the body of Christ. Send the messengers to anoint the Jehus of today to deal with the idolatry in the church. Let this anointing release generations who will not tolerate the witchcraft of Jezebel. Let the Baals of the land be destroyed by the spirit of Jehu as he cuts off the head. God, we thank you for that. And the hands and the feet. Glory to God, of witchcraft in our churches and our nations. God, we thank you. We thank you for insight according to your word, God, to know what to do, to know how to pray. And Father, help us most of all to keep your word before our eyes. Help us to not set wicked things before us. Father God, help us to keep our temples pure, keep our minds pure, our hearts pure, free from contamination, free from hatred, free from bitterness, free from anger. Oh, my God, free from revenge. Father God, help us that when hurts come, pain come, trouble come, that we will submit to you, that we will surrender to you, that we will pray, hallelujah, to stay free. Help us to walk in forgiveness. Help us to walk in love. My God, we thank you today. Help us to lift you up, Jesus, because, Lord, you declare in your word that if you're lifted up, you will draw all men unto yourself. So, God, we thank you for that today. We thank you, God, that as we hide ourselves in your tabernacle, Father God, knowing that you are our strength, and when we submit to you and we run to you, God, you'll give us strength, strength that comes from joy, strength that comes from peace and love, strength that comes from mercy and grace, knowing that we must walk in self-control and temperance. Hallelujah, as we walk in the fruit of the Spirit. Father God, we're strengthened in you. And that gives way to the Holy Ghost to move in our lives and move through us. And Father, let the prophetic word continue to go forth in this hour. Raise up men and women of God that will not have a personal agenda, but will hide themselves behind the cross, seeking only that your will be done in this hour. We thank you now. We thank you, God, that you are removing some, pulling down some, but you're raising up others, that your true will be done in this hour. And Holy Ghost, We give you free reign to move. Have your way. Help us to learn how to walk in the vein of the Holy Ghost, because we're vessels meet for the Master's use. And we only want to be directed and guided and led by the Spirit of God. We thank you for what you're doing in lives. We thank you that you are reconciling, that you're making whole, that you're healing. We thank you, God, that you are moving. We know that. We know that the Spirit of God is going forth in the midst of all that we see in this hour. So we give way to you, Father, and we say, have your way. We say, let your will be done. Not our will, God, but yours. We thank you right now. We thank you for the strongholds that you're pulling down. We thank you, Father God, that you're pulling down. You're tearing down. Oh, my God, those hindrances that have hindered the body, hindered your people. Father God, pull them down in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God. We love you today because we know, God, that you're God all by yourself. Father God, now we thank you for this prayer. We thank you, God, that as it goes out, God, those that need salvation, Father God, save and deliver, set free by the power of the Holy Ghost, baptized in the Holy Ghost. That one that's seeking you, Father God, don't let them be disappointed, but you bring them the answers that they need. Father, you minister now. You go into every home, everyone that's listening, Father God, to this broadcast today. You minister. Don't let anyone be deficient. In the name of Jesus, we thank you. We give you praise. We give you honor and we give you glory. We magnify your wonderful name. Continue to have your way, Father. Oh, God, continue to meet needs, Father God. Continue to make ways out of no ways. In the name of Jesus, we love you. We thank you for the peace of God. We thank you for the strength of God. We thank you now, God, because we know we walk by faith. We do not walk by sight. So we know, God, as this prayer has gone out, we know that you're taking it, God, and it will go and it will accomplish that that is sent forth to do. It will not come back void. Minister, Father God. Minister to every minister, every pastor, every leader, God, as they minister on the weekend, over this weekend, every service that will take place, let the power of God flow. In the name of Jesus, we thank you. We praise you now. We call it done. In Jesus' wonderful name, we pray. Amen. Beloved, we want you to be encouraged today. Thank God for you. Those that are listening, we thank God for you. We want you to know that God loves you. He cares about you. And he has your best interests at heart. He's working all things out for you just because he loves you, beloved, and he cares. Recognize this, that God loves you. He knows the ins and the outs, the ups and the downs. And he is God. He's God on the mountain. He's God in the valley. I am encouraging you today to keep your eyes on the Lord. My time is gone. We pray that you will listen to our next broadcast. We'll be on in the morning. We'll be praying, interceding on behalf of the needs of the people. Until we meet again, may God bless you is my prayer. Thank you for listening to Set Free Live. Set Free Live is brought to you by Set Free Outreach Ministries. If you would like more information about our ministry, we invite you to visit our website at www.setfreeoutreachministry.org. If you would like to sow into our ministry, you may do so by clicking the donate button on our homepage. We encourage you to email us your prayer request, praise report, or comment at setfreeoutreachministries@hotmail.com. You may also write us at Set Free Outreach Ministries, P.O. Box 2456, Pueblo, Colorado, 81004. Until our next broadcast, keep looking up, beloved, and know that God is working all things out just for you because he loves you. And he cares.